Engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
My fellow Americans, welcome. It's Eric Erickson here across the nation. The phone number 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program back during World War I, there was a Christmas truce. Happened in 1914. So on the Western Front was just savage. Death, destruction everywhere. You can still see the trenches built more than 100 years later. There were truces. And on Christmas in 1914, the British and the Germans played soccer together on the battlefield. They laid down their arms, and on Christmas, the Germans could hear the English singing Silent Night in English, and the English could hear the Germans singing Silent Night in German, and they came up from the trenches. And they greeted each other. And they had a day of calm, a cessation of hostilities led by the soldiers. And then they went back to killing each other. And the war lasted and lasted and lasted. Whole towns in Britain and in Germany and France and elsewhere, were wiped out of men. We, in this country, we memorialize World War II. Europe focuses on World War I, the war to end all wars. They focus on World War II. We have Memorial Day in this country in May. The last Monday in the month of May is Memorial Day. We have this because so many Americans died in the Civil War on both sides of the Confederate Union divide. More American soldiers died in the Civil War than all other wars combined until about 2011 or 12. Think about that. More soldiers died in the Civil War in this country than the Revolutionary War, combined with the Spanish-American War, combined with the Mexican War, combined with World War I, combined with World War II, combined with Korea, combined with Vietnam, combined with the Gulf War, combined with the Iraq War, add all of the deaths up together, and they still did not exceed the deaths from the Civil War. That's how many Americans died, and that's why we have Memorial Day. So we now, because we already have that, we've got Veterans Day on the 11th of November, because on the 11th day of the 11th month, the 11th hour, that is when peace reigned across Europe and the guns of August fell silent in World War I. It's Remembrance Day for Europe. It's Veterans Day for us. So many people died in Europe in World War I. So many people. It upended that continent. It fundamentally changed things. It changed things. World War I actually changed Europe more than World War II, though Hitler and the Nazis were far more destructive. The advances in munitions and aviation and long-range bombings were so much more destructive, but the death toll from World War I was so extensive and the war lasted so long. It upended social cohesion, it upended social status, it upended everything. Monarchies fell, heads rolled, revolutions started. But there was that one Christmas where the guns went silent. And the British and the French and the German soldiers, they came out of the trenches and celebrated Christ's birth together. We have had a Christmas truce in this country. For a day it lasted. A presidential candidate standing on stage at a field in Pennsylvania came within an inch of his death. And the president of the United States, he came out, he addressed the nation multiple times and said, this is unacceptable. Everybody's got to calm their rhetoric down. Everybody's got to tone it down. In fact, MSNBC on Monday took Morning Joe off the air because they were afraid one of the guests might say something intemperate. By Monday afternoon at 5 p.m., Donald Trump announced J.D. Vance would be his vice presidential running mate, and the gloves came back off. They're back to a threat to democracy. They're going to destroy America. The Democrats have lost their minds over J.D. Vance. I need you to understand why the Democrats hate J.D. Vance as much as they do. They will say it's because he would do what Mike Pence would not do and refuse to certify the Electoral College. They will say it's that. They will say because he's an authoritarian in waiting. They will say it's because he's Putin's henchman. But that's not really why the Democrats hate J.D. Vance as much as they do. They hate J.D. Vance as much as they do because he's not a heretic. He's an apostate. An apostate is someone who rejects the faith. And it is an article of faith to the Democrats now that Donald Trump is the second coming of Hitler. He's an authoritarian. He's a fascist. And those are the things J.D. Vance said in 2016, 2017, 2018. Donald Trump is bad. Donald Trump is Hitler. Donald Trump is a fascist. Donald Trump doesn't really care about the working class. He's lying. Video has surfaced overnight of J.D. Vance in 2021 in a private conversation saying bad things about Donald Trump. Can't believe him. He's dishonest. He has bad character, all of those things. But J.D. Vance is now Donald Trump's vice presidential nominee, so he's an apostate. He once believed what all the Democrats believe about Donald Trump, and now he doesn't. Therefore, he's worse than a heretic. He's worse than a non-believer. He's worse than someone of another religion. He is someone who was of the religion and left the faith that Donald Trump is Hitler. The Democrats believe that. And they're not having a normal one as a result, and they've gone back to the incendiary rhetoric that existed in the moments before Donald Trump was shot. It's just not good. It's unhealthy. It's unwise. Scott Jennings was on CNN. He talked about this last night at the Republican National Convention.
From that interview, Scott Jennings, you're shaking your head.
This man's opponent just got his ear shot off, okay? And his instinct was to try to do some wordplay with the crosshairs bullseye thing and then turned right around and uttered the lie about the dictator, which is a complete and total lie, and the lie about the bloodbath, which is a complete and total lie. I find this to be pathetic and small and partisan. I need the president to have an ounce of humility and introspection here. He is our leader. He's our leader, and he needs to simply say, I want to lower the temperature. I'll take responsibility for my part. We should all do that together. And he cannot do it. He can't do it.
I understand you.
He never has had the capacity to do it. He's never. Now you have Jonathan Capehart, who was on MSNBC. Remember, I played you the audio yesterday. Live on MSNBC, as Donald Trump was being shot, Jonathan Capehart was overseeing a conversation where they were calling Donald Trump a criminal, corrupt traitor. As Donald Trump is being shot, The man talking to Jonathan Capehart, who Jonathan Capehart agrees with, doesn't correct, is calling Donald Trump a traitor. And he's now on PBS justifying all of that, saying it's not vilifying Donald Trump.
Yes, the left has vilified Donald Trump.
I'm sorry, define vilified.
You can argue the merits, but in fairness, the left has vilified Donald Trump. Threat to democracy, that he's a...
Is that a vilification or
an
actual...
He's a proto-fascist.
Is that a vilification? And I don't mean to argue with you, Jeff, but I disagree with this notion that the left has vilified Donald Trump. The left has pointed out multiple things he has done as president, has said as president, as a candidate for the presidency again, that deserve to be pointed out, deserve to be criticized. That's not vilification. That's acknowledging what is there for everyone to see.
Now, what's notable here is this is essentially Joe Biden's line as well. It sounds like the 24-hour truce Joe Biden came up with, that we're not going to say bad things about Donald Trump, was 24 hours to focus group to find their way around it because they still want to use the threat to democracy. Because you heard Joe Biden say on Lester Holt's interview, it's not vilifying him to point out the things he said or did and that that's a threat to democracy. And now you got Jonathan Capehart, who has had repeated sit-down interviews with Joe Biden, use the same line on PBS. It's not vilification to point out the bad things Donald Trump has said and done and that those are threats to democracy and fascism. That's their excuse. They want Donald Trump dead. They don't want to beat him at the battle box, as Joe Biden would call it. They want someone to take him out. Many of them, I suspect, actually are disappointed that someone didn't, that the guy wasn't accurate on Saturday. In fact, Morning Joe was taken off the air because the MSNBC Comcast was afraid one of them would say as much. And then, of course, there's Joy Reid. Remember, they took Morning Joe off the air because they were afraid someone would say something incendiary. And you got Joy Reid out there saying, Donald Trump, how dare he cast himself as a victim after being shot?
Universal kind of reaction that I'm getting, whether it's civilians or, you know, professionals, is really a deep concern and lack of confidence in not us at this table or us at MSNBC, but us as the media writ large. And a fear that what's going to happen now is that the Republican Party will do what they do. They're in the middle of a campaign. They're, you know, the convention started today. But the media will acquiesce to trying to convince people that the things they've been experiencing for the last, you know, 5-6 years didn't happen. That the greatest purveyor and promoter of political violence, really, you know, since anyone can remember, since George Wallace, I think, you know, that we just haven't experienced that kind of open, you know, sort of citing or sort of incitement of violence or sort of luxuriating in the idea of violence. It's just not something we're used to anymore in American politics. And then we had to get used to that being a thing. And people are concerned and expressing concern that we won't be the guardians of memory and that we will allow Donald Trump, as he is, you know, bathed in the glory and grandeur of his party, to rewrite himself as both a hero and a victim, that people who are the most vulnerable to not just the things he's done, but the things he's promising to do, and that that will then happen without a guardian.
Without a guardian, right. She doesn't want a media to report the truth. She wants a media to protect other people and avoid casting Donald Trump as a victim. The man survived a gunshot that pierced and took off a portion of his ear. I suspect Joy Reid is also in the camp that maybe it was actually teleprompter glass and it's not real. It's not true. These people did not want a truce. They did not want to temper the rhetoric. They wanted 24 hours to focus group so they could figure out how to do what they were doing, but claim they've actually changed.
Well-connected and well-respected. It's Eric Erickson live every weekday. You can be live on Eric's show by calling 877-97-ERIC. That's 877-973-7425.
Folks, there's some big breaking news happening right now. I've got to bring you up to speed. Hold your calls. You can call in at 877-973-7425. This is actual serious breaking news. The Secret Service, according to CNN, found evidence of an Iranian plot to assassinate Donald Trump. The Secret Service ramped up security around Donald Trump after receiving information leading them to believe the Iranians have been plotting the assassination of Donald Trump. Secret Service says they do not comment on President Trump's security detail. However, that raises questions. How was a 20-year-old able to access the rooftop and fire shots that targeted Donald Trump when the Secret Service had boosted security around him based on the Iranians? Here is the statement from CNN. U.S. authorities obtained intelligence from a human source in recent weeks on a plot by Iran to try to assassinate Donald Trump, a development that led the Secret Service increasing security around the former president in recent weeks. There's no indication that Thomas Matthew Crooks, the would-be assassin who attempted to kill the former president on Saturday, was connected to the plot. The existence of the intelligence threat from hostile foreign intelligence agency and the enhanced security for Trump raises new questions about the security lapses. I am telling you, some of you don't want to believe, some of you want to conjure and tie strings together to try to come up with some grand overarching conspiracy to kill Donald Trump. We are looking at gross incompetence from an agency of the United States that put DEI and hiring women agents ahead of securing the lives of presidential candidates, the president of the United States. This is not the first security breach at the Secret Service. This is not the first security breach. This is the most dangerous and near deadly of the security breaches. The head of the organization should resign. There must be a full congressional investigation. This is outrageous that this could happen, particularly given heightened security and the reliance on so many local police. And frankly, the lack of budgeting for staff at the Secret Service, some of which Congress needs to fix. The Iranians were plotting to kill Donald Trump, and a 20-year-old nearly did it who had no relation to the plot. Absolutely absurd incompetence by our government. Amazing. Folks, I got to tell you about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. You can get three of them for less than $200 at EdenPureDeals.com. You're saving $200. Most importantly, you're eliminating odors. It is an odor eater. It generates O3, and it gets under the couches. It gets in the cracks and crevices where odors lurk and wipes them out. I use it. It gets rid of, the dirty diaper smell, litter box smells, wet dog smells, cigar and cigarette smells. I know firsthand. Eliminate cigar smells in your car. You can plug it up with a USB cord in your car and wipe out bad odors. You can use it in your house. You can use it upstairs, downstairs. You get three of them. You save $200. You get them for less than $200. EdenPureDeals.com is the website. EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Eric3, E-R-I-C-K-3. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. You'll see the discount code box. Put in Eric3, E-R-I-C-K-3. And you can get three Eden Pure Thunderstorms, begin wiping out odors. You get three of them to spread them around the house. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Eric3.
He's got the courage to tell you the truth, even when it isn't popular. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Hello there. Welcome. It's Eric Erickson here across the nation. There's more breaking news from ProPublica. Y'all know ProPublica. ProPublica is the left-wing news site that has attacked Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito. And think of all the resources deployed about Sam Alito's wife's upside-down American flag compared to the resources deployed investigating, possible assassination attempts on Donald Trump and other things. Well, ProPublica has breaking news about J.D. Vance. They've uncovered secret speech that J.D. Vance gave. They say he has a radical belief that the devil is real. Yep, that's right. something that more than 70% of Americans believe. That's their scandal. J.D. Vance apparently really takes his faith seriously and believes the devil is real and evil is real. And that is disqualifying to be vice president of the United States. Kind of makes me like him even more. Way to go, ProPublica. Way to go. Also in the speech said that Alex Jones was more reliable than Rachel Maddow. He's not wrong. He's not wrong, even though they're both terrible. Jones probably is more reliable. All right. By the way, I've got some breaking news. This is important. Trent from Tulsa, Oklahoma, listening on KRMG, has emailed me. He says, you might just be the stupidest, highly educated person on the airwaves. To hear your blatant ignorance on subjects like now everyone's turning to conspiracy theories regarding the attempted assassination, for you to sit there and speak like you know for a fact there's no conspiracy that took place with this attempt is beyond pathetic. Like it's beyond this evil, corrupt current administration to facilitate Donald Trump's assassination. After all the legal scams have failed, I'm doing everything possible to get you off the air and be replaced by someone serious about saving our country. P.S. I feel sorry for your family having to live with such a narcissistic moron as yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an opening for a new listener at KRMG in Tulsa, Oklahoma, one with a higher IQ than Trent. Trent is apparently an idiot and does not appreciate being called out on his idiocy. Just think about this. First of all, The Eileen Cannon case in Florida had not been dismissed when shots rang out. So keep that perspective in mind. But also, like it's beyond this evil, corrupt current administration to facilitate Donald Trump's assassination, why would you attempt to use a bad shot 20-year-old who got thrown off his school's rifle team for not being good as your person to attempt to shoot Donald Trump? Why, Trent? Why would they use a 20-year-old bad shot to get Donald Trump? Huh? Oh, I came close, but not close enough, Trent. If they wanted to use someone competent, wouldn't they have used someone like Lee Harvey Oswald and his training? Wouldn't they instead of No, I better not say that. Oh, because that would apply to Trent too. Trent, you moron, don't you think they would have gotten somebody smart and a better shot to do it than a 20-year-old? Trent, you moron, don't you think if they wanted to assassinate Donald Trump, they wouldn't make him a martyr in front of people? They would actually, like, do it quietly at night with the Secret Service sneaking into a room and injecting something between his toes and poisoning that way? My goodness gracious, Trent. Trent, use your brain. Oh, wait, Trent, by emailing me the way you've emailed me, you have apparently acknowledged you have no brain and are probably limited in testicular fortitude as well. You're just banging away at the keyboard in your mother's basement that I am a narcissist who is just too smart to be on the radio, too smart for I appreciate you acknowledging my brains, which maybe the scarecrow has given you some of his out in the cornfields out there, but nonetheless, Trent, I appreciate your acknowledgement of my brilliance and appreciate the revelation of your ignorance and appreciate you opening a spot for a new listener, Tulsa, Oklahoma. So those of you listening on KRMG in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we have an opening for a new listener. The new listener must have high IQ, be willing to be entertained, and be willing to acknowledge confluence of events and analysis and opinion all at the same time, while sometimes maybe not agreeing with the opinion, but recognizing the brilliance of the well-sourced analysis from your host. In other words, don't be like Trent. To the phones we go. Bruce, you're going to be up next on the program. Thanks for being patient. How are you?
Great, Eric. Thanks for taking my call. I want to share with you what I've been following for the past number of weeks to kind of break through this issue of how do you sift through this misinformation, disinformation, and kind of get to the truth that we're being fed from politicians and from mainstream media. So what I've been using is the seminal work that we should all be familiar with, All I Really Need to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten. And so if you apply that in one of the axioms that we all know pretty well, that helps cut through quite frankly, the government cheese, no pun intended. But the axiom is, whoever smelt it, dealt it. And so if we apply that to what we're being fed, he who says that someone is a threat to democracy is themselves the threat to democracy. He who states that someone is an authoritarian or a fascist is indeed themselves the authoritarian or the fascist. And you can go down the line. But I've been going back to what I learned in kindergarten and applying that, and it seems to be pretty successful.
Look, I think so. And to your point, Bruce, for all this talk about the Supreme Court being in Donald Trump's pocket, you know, they're the ones who rejected so many of his election challenges in 2020. The idea that they would have allowed him to go through with January 6 is kind of nonsensical given what they did after the election. And likewise, it's the Democrats who tried to throw Donald Trump, candidate for the United States presidency, off the ballot in several states, with legal experts assuring us there was no possible way the Supreme Court of the United States would reject the argument, and they unanimously rejected the argument. I mean, the authoritarians are the Democrats. In California, Gavin Newsom just signed a law that said school districts will no longer allowed to tell parents if their child wants to transition, and parents who object can have their children taken into state custody to allow the transition to go forward. California wants to take kids away? Pretty authoritarian, if you ask me. I honestly believe if Donald Trump wins the presidency in November, that the Democrats are going to be the ones to say, we can't leave. We can't leave the White House. We can't surrender the White House to Donald Trump. You know what an authoritarian is? You go through the democratic process of picking your candidate and the polling turns against him. You're like, we got it. Who cares what our voters want? We've got to replace him because we've got to stop Donald Trump. That's pretty damn authoritarian, if you ask me. So much for respecting democracy. My goodness gracious. They are who they say Donald Trump is. And again, this gets to the Eric Erickson number one rule about Donald Trump. I have many rules and statements regarding Donald Trump. The one I cite most often, the number one rule to understand Donald Trump, is to understand Donald Trump's superpower. Donald Trump has a unique superpower. It is not appreciated by most people. His superpower is this. Donald Trump has the ability to cause those who hate him to behave exactly as they say he behaves. Not necessarily as he behaves, but as they claim he behaves. The Democrats say Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. And so the Democrats are trying to throw Joe Biden off the ballot, even though he's won the Democratic primary. The Democrats say Donald Trump is an authoritarian. So the Democrats use bureaucrats to strip Donald Trump from ballots across the United States, unanimously rejected by the United States Supreme Court. The Democrats say Donald Trump is a threat to our way of life, and then pass laws taking children from their parents if their parents do not wish to go through gender transitions with the kids. The Democrats say Donald Trump is a threat to everything. The Democrats try to destroy everything. Donald Trump's superpower is to have his opponents behave exactly as they claim Donald Trump behaves. If you understand that, you understand this election season. It really is remarkable. It really is remarkable. I mean, you follow these patterns time and time again. It's remarkable to watch these people make these wild claims and assertions and deny that they themselves have participated in the same way. And yet they have, time and time again. I mean, Joe Biden says to Lester, well, I shouldn't have said bullseye. I should have said crosshairs for Donald Trump. That's what Joe Biden said. I shouldn't have said put him in the bullseye. I should have said crosshairs. You mean like of a rifle scope, you idiot? Again, friends, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans, we are not governed by the best and brightest. We are not governed by the best and brightest. We are governed by the most ambitious, stupid people. The most ambitious, stupid people out there. That's what we are dealing with. Highly ambitious and very stupid. And that explains everything we're getting as a society right now. It explains how a 20-year-old can get on a roof to try to target Donald Trump and very nearly kill him. When the local police thought the Secret Service job was to cover the roof, and the Secret Service thought the local police job was to cover the roof, and the Secret Service like, it sloped. We can't be up on a sloped roof. In fact, it turns out, you know, the snipers who were on the sloped roof that everybody's been saying, look, there were Secret Service snipers on that sloped roof. Turns out those were local police snipers, not Secret Service snipers, because the Secret Service wasn't allowed on the sloped roof. We are governed and managed by idiots. Governed and managed by idiots, my friends. I know it would reassure you to think there's some deep, dark, sinister plot. But there's probably not. Now I have some genius telling me the CIA took notice of Thomas Matthew Crooks when he was in high school and recruited him and trained him to pretend to be a bad shot so that he would be kicked off the team so he wouldn't be suspicious. During that time, from graduation to Saturday, he was trained in the force. And now he's a double agent for Iran. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that guy can't be serious because otherwise he would be more insane than Thomas Matthew Crooks. So we must move on. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, let's move on to other things, beginning with Old Glory Bank and their doing loans. By the way, they sent me, I happen to mention on this year program, nobody sent me a John Rich autographed cap. They're willing to give you one. But then I got one in the mail, so now I can't say that. If you send a friend to Old Glory Bank to do their loans, not only are you going to get $250, you'll get the autographed cap from John Rich, and your friend, well, they'll get their home loan. They do VA, FHA, conventional loans. They do them expeditiously. They make their own lending decisions. They believe in home ownership, and they are a great bank. They're a great bank to bank with, by the way. I bank with Old Glory Bank, and it's so convenient. Well, it was until my kid's first college tuition payment came out yesterday, and now I need another job to help my kid pay for college. My goodness gracious, I need a winning lottery ticket is what I do. Nonetheless, Old Glory Bank, member FDIC, they, my friends, can take care of your home loans, your friend's home loans. If you refer a friend to Old Glory Bank for a home loan and it closes by September 1st, you're going to get $250 and a John Rich autograph cap. Your friend's going to get a great home loan. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, terms and conditions apply. NMLS number 834337. Find out more at oldglorybank.com.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show.
Oh, the last emailer is upset with me because I thought he was serious at first until I got his reference to the force. My goodness gracious. Sensitive souls these days. Sensitive souls. We do have an opening for a new listener in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but this person has to be smart. I do appreciate Leanne's email from Tulsa saying, please don't judge all of us by that dumb blankety blank. Oh, my goodness. I love you guys. Y'all are great. Even when you get your feelings hurt and have to email me. Oh, my goodness. What a relationship we have. Y'all, what a day. And now this breaking news. There is also apparently a security disturbance outside the gates of the RNC convention in Milwaukee. That's happening right now. Just remarkable. Just remarkable. I want to say this going out of here because this is really important. And it goes back to, I think, Mark, who called from Tulsa. I think it was Mark or Mike from Tulsa. This election's not in the bag. I'm hearing so many people with growing confidence. This election is not in the bag. They're actually, the Trump campaign needs to worry about pro-lifers because I am very plugged into the pro-life community, and there is a level of growing despondency that they feel betrayed by Donald Trump on the abortion plank, and they shouldn't take that for granted. And I warned everybody about the Project 2025 blowback was coming. This will come to a head. The Trump campaign probably needs to consider that. At the same time, we've gone through the debate. We've gone through an attempted assassination, although the polling is too soon to tell on that. But we've gone through that debate with Joe Biden flailing about, and the election is still stunningly close. This election is not in the bag. It can still be won by either side. Do not take it for granted. If you are committed to one side or the other, you should get involved. You should donate to your candidate. You should volunteer. Knock on doors. Show up at the polls as a poll worker or watcher. Volunteer to do that. Be involved in the political process. A friend of mine this morning, my barber, young guy, texted me. He says, I have never voted before, never even cared to vote. After what happened to Donald Trump on Saturday, I feel compelled to show up and vote for him. Where do I go get registered to vote? I sent him the link. You can do it online in my state. Get yourself involved. Get your friends registered to vote. This is not over. This is not over. This is going to be a very close election. There are going to be October surprises. There are going to be September surprises. There are going to be August surprises. The Democrats right now are continuing to plot to try to get Joe Biden out of the race. They don't actually want Kamala Harris to be the nominee. They want to shake up their side. This is the first time, when you think about it, this is the first time since 2004 that the Democrats have been behind in the polling like this consistently. They're freaking out. And they're willing to shake things up. It's what Democrats do. They've done it in New Jersey in the past. They've done it in other states where they toss their candidate who's already secured the nomination because that candidate is not polling well enough for them. They don't care about democracy. They care about winning. They care about power. And they're willing to do what it takes to win. So we're still in the middle of July. You got August, September, early voting starts in October. And then you've got the beginning of November. You can't take the election for granted. You just can't do it. Because events change things. And we saw events this weekend change things fundamentally in the direction of Donald Trump in this race, and even the Democrats know it. But events can change things for the Democrats as well. Events can change things back into their favor. Donald Trump could say or do something, or J.D. Vance, or somebody else. This race, you cannot take it for granted. It's going to be close in November. It's going to be close. Don't think it's going to be a blowout. Get involved, get engaged, stay focused.